What do we know about response to the second TKI after the first one, both ways?
Okay. Well, what we know is from uncontrolled data, and Dr. Escudier's group from France, with some collaborators, presented, as did the Cleveland Clinic and a couple of other groups at this meeting, and showed results that have a striking similarity. And the most striking similarity was that you couldn't predict response to the second TKI based on the response you saw with the first one. It was almost random. I didn't believe this data initially when it first came up, but I now think that there's a pattern in my own practice, whereas previously I was looking for a different agent when they failed TKI in the first line. Now, I routinely go to the other TKI unless there's a particular trial that they're interested in or that I think might be a better option before they do that. And you see patients that, based on RECIST criteria, pretty much grew through the first one, but then have stable disease or, in some cases, partial responses. Now, bear in mind that we don't know what to do with that, but I think what it means is that you can have a situation where they had transient disease control or no disease control in the first one, and then they had major disease control in the second one. I don't understand why that is, but I think it's real. And it'd be nice to be able to say to the patient, we've done an analysis of certain factors in your case based on clinical factors, molecular factors, genotypic factors, and we think you're more likely to respond to either sunitinib or sorafenib or Bev. You know, Bev could be a good drug for you. And we saw part of that analysis yesterday in a very elegant population pharmacokinetic modeling exercise derived from the sunitinib studies, where they were looking at predicting metabolism and response, or actually plasma levels of sunitinib and metabolites and response. And the question there is that you could put together something which said, we need to deliver a certain amount of drug to get a target concentration in your serum or plasma, and we know that your chance of response, indeed in the higher plasma levels, it seemed to get up to 80%, which is quite incredible. We also know that your chance of getting side effects is X based on the plasma level, which of course relates to your, how much you swallow, how you metabolize it, and what your general makeup is that determines these things.